January 5th, 1981, Moira Roth talking with Alan Capra for the Archives of American Art. Archives of American Art, February 5th, 1981, Moira Roth interviewing Alan Capra. Let's begin at the beginning.
The beginning was August 23, 1927, in Atlantic City, New Jersey, where my mother's parents lived, although she and my dad were living in New York at that time. And like a good young mother to be, she went home to be with her parents as well, so they could know about her during the birth. I have otherwise very little life to report in Atlantic City, although I visited it a number of times to see my relatives there. It's an interesting town in New Jersey. It was once a spa. Probably by the time I was born, it was already on its way down. But that's where the traditional Miss America contests occurred on the boardwalk.
Training and performance.
Yes, and it was also the place where the first feminist demonstration in recent time took place, when women burned their bras at the occasion of, if I remember correctly, that year's Miss America contest.
Well, when you were born into Atlantic City, were you born into large families, small families?
I have a lot of relatives there, or did then, and they're mostly on my mother's side. Small tradespeople, hotel owners, that is, people who grew up around the tourist trade of that town, and who probably originally came mostly from Philadelphia, which another branch of that same town that it lives in today. So I think that they took advantage of the growing tourist business in the teens and 20s of this century in Atlantic City as a summer place. And moved there.
Where did they move from Europe originally?
Originally they were all Russians, or at least the older ones were, having come from the big cities in Russia, like Dnipropetrovsk and Kiev. They were probably of the same kind of middle class there, as they turned out to be here, you know, carpenters, butchers, salespersons and various kinds of fabric industries, jewelry, things like that. Bakers.
And they were Jewish?
They were Jewish, yeah. It's interesting that compared to a lot of the other immigrants, old grandparent immigrants of my friends who also came from the same culture, these people were city people rather than, say, farm people or petty trades people. They came here with not a high status, but a rather middling one. So they didn't go through those transitions that some of the peasant class immigrants did. And so they had very clear notions of what their offspring should be. They should be professionals. So that all those on my mother's side were supposed to be, many of them failed, and certainly on my father's side they all succeeded as well as having been destined for it. So we've got architects and rabbis and teachers and computer specialists and lawyers like my father.
Your father was a lawyer?
Yeah, he still is.
Still practicing?
Still practicing. 79 now. Yeah.